Getting somebody that wants to work with you gives you a B. Okay, so whether it's upgrading or finding somebody new, that's what you're looking for. But having that number of customers puts you in a unique position where if I had somebody that says they want to build a business, after they started sponsoring and they're doing a good job with their people, then remember rewards after the right behavior, then I might be able to put some of those people with them to help them out that they can help with the follow-up too. Yes, as long as it's within that 60 days, right? Yeah. Yeah, as long as I'm still able to move that person, I can move them underneath somebody I just brought in that very day. Okay? Which gives me a lot of flexibility when I'm building my organization, right? Oh, no, 60 days of the April 1st person. I can move the April 1st person anywhere I want if it's within 60 days of that sign up. Okay. Good. Yes, fine.
Blake, I have two questions. Okay. I'm sorry. I have two questions. If you're an SEMD, you're active at 50, are you being paid on the coding bonus, or do you have to have the 250?
If you're an SEMD?
SEMD.
Okay, if you're an SEMD, you have to be active at 250, right?
Okay, that's a good question. Okay, then what are the three best countries that you would recommend to start looking at as far as expansion for building?
United States, Australia, New Zealand.
Gotcha.
Okay, now here's why I say United States, Australia, New Zealand, right? When we're talking about international expansion, it's a different concept, right? What happens if we get people excited in a country that we can't deliver products to? Do they stay excited waiting for us forever? No, there's a time frame there. But the three countries we can deliver products to the easiest are the U.S., Australia, and New Zealand. If you'd want to call international expansion outside of the U.S., well, then I throw Canada in there. Okay, now, Canada still has some issues because of the way they look at supplements as drugs. And so there's still issues they're working through, but they are getting things across the border, just not everything we have. New Zealand, they get everything in, and if it gets into New Zealand, it gets in Australia. So those are great places to look at. There will be other opportunities other places, but I'm like, don't start where you're going to have headaches. Start where you can leverage your time and talents the best. Okay. Yes. Vi. Yes. Yes, that's what she does. Did you sign up? Okay, I'm going to give this. You know how you can sign up for a recording of this entire event?
I'm signing up.
Yeah, that's on those. If you get the MP3 file, they'll put the PDFs of any of the speakers who give them the PDFs. Okay, so you'll get that. But Vi, for you, I know we've talked about it. I will take this and create a webinar for you as well.
Oh, great. Just because he loves
Okay. Yes, let's go to Todd. I got to, you know, if my sponsor raises his hand, let's give Todd Smith a hand there, right?
So the question was brought to me, and I tried to answer, but I said we better ask the expert. For auto ship requirement, is it 100 QV or 100 BV on auto ship?
QV. Yeah, it's always QV. However, there is another requirement for free shipping. It's $100.
Okay, so I have a downline, and I do the work. So she sends me a lead. I go work that lead. I sign them up, personally enroll them. And I get a 30% off of that, correct? That new enrollee.
If you're personally enrolling them. Well,
correct.
Okay, here's how it works. The 30% is if they're frontline or second level. It's 26% plus half of the regular commissions. So if you put them down, say on level 4, where it's 6%, half of that is 3%, now you're making 26 plus 3, it's 29%.
So my question is, because I have 60 days to move them, can I leave that person on my front line for that first 30 days, wait till the close of the end of the month, and then move them that second month so that then the second order that they make on their auto ship will then give a percentage to the person that gave me the lead?
Okay, so here's how Quick Start works. Whether you move them the first month, the second month, or the 50th month, Quick Start is paid on the first 30 days, and 26% of that is paid to the enroller. So wherever you move them, it doesn't give that next person Quick Start, because you've earned the Quick Start if you're the enroller. Okay? Right. So, but you can move them even on the, you don't, like if somebody gave me a lead, right, and I have this arrangement, you give me the lead, I'll sign them up underneath you. I'm going to take Quick Start, but I'm going to sign them up under you. I'd put them underneath them from day one. Okay? They'd only make half on that first 30 days, they're only making half of the regular commissions, but they're still making something. I don't have to wait a month to move them. to make sure I get quick start. I get quick start regardless of where I place them. Just understand if I place them really deep instead of 30%, it might be 27%. Okay? It won't ever be less than 26, but if it's within the first few levels, it's essentially 30%. Okay. Let's go here with the microphone first.
Okay.
Yes, Mary.
I want my upline to get everything they need, okay, including this coating bonus. Excuse me. So on your first three, just to go back over that, on your first three, they're forever coated to them, correct?
To the upline, yes.
Okay. Yeah. That's good.
Yeah. It all depends on your rank when you sponsor some of them. If you're an IMD, you have no coating. If you're an RMD, you have coating. If you're an EMD, you have more coating, and an SEMD, more coating, right? Every time you go up, you get more coating. Yes?
Is business willable to our, how many generations now?
Is what?
Is the business willable to the kids? How many generations now does it go?
There's not a limit. It's treated as a business asset. So you leave it to your grandkids, they could leave it to their grandkids, they could leave it to their grandkids. Okay. As long as the company stays in business, which is why we try to stay legal, right? And as long, you know, in the future, maybe they might change that there's requirements on willing it. Right now, there's no requirements.
Is that CD, The Rise of the Entrepreneur, is that Eric Worre's?
Yeah, DVD. Yeah. And that's just, another example of the industry, however, not our business. And one of the things that I love about our business, right, our coding is based on product purchases. A lot of companies have coding that's based on purchasing air. You come in for $500, there's no product, you have $500. And some of them don't even pay out coding until you go get two customers, and they call it a customer acquisition bonus. But it's still based on that $500. It's just delayed where the company doesn't have to pay it, and the company gets all sorts of return on that because there's no product. And I never liked those programs. I'm one that always believes that it's better if you have a program that's based on people actually getting a product that they use and love. And people that buy $500 for the right to sell, most of those never make their $500 back. And in our business, people that spend $500 on a coding, on a CEO pack, they have over $500 in wonderful products that can help change their lives.